Fake laugh when we start the podcast.
It's not really a fake laugh. It's like a nervous laugh.
It's a nervous laugh.
But y'all niggas don't make me nervous.
Yeah.
I don't get nervous.
Exactly.
I really don't.
Only.
Do you get nervous?
No, I don't get nervous.
You don't have like nervous sweats? Like, ah, shit.
No.
I don't get nervous either.
What's that? I thought we were doing a thing like we were going to do that Drake song. Do you get nervous?
Are you high right now?
Are you high right
now?
Do you ever get nervous?
Yo, I don't know what it is. I guess it's just because I just like doing public stuff, like DJing, and then having to talk in public, and then, you know.
Yo, I wasn't that. Hold on. Let's get into that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But yo, what's going on, everybody? First off. Yeah.
Hello. Didn't see you there.
How's it going?
How's it going? You little horse. How's God blessing you today?
That video is top five funny. What the fuck you looking at, bitch?
What the fuck you looking at, bitch?
How you working? How working, young fella? How's God blessing you today? You can tell it's like it's pain. It's like he's dealing with 1,000 needles in his neck trying to get words out. He's like about to pop a blood vessel
like
in his brain.
Nigga, like he was frozen and he tried to speak.
His tongue,
God blessing you today.
His tongue is a block of ice.
That shit, bro.
How's God blessing you today?
That nigga is funny. You see the other one when he was outside and he was kneeling down? He was like, fuck you looking at, bitch. And then the plane flew up. He was like, look at that plane. He was like, how many people that plane hold? It's about 34 haters on that plane. He was like, I ride jets.
He said, 2, 2, 3, best hour in the world. Like he kept counting my money to you, motherfucking hitting ass niggas assassinate me. I'm like, what? Where we go there, black youngster? Assassinate? Death?
That nigga is funny, bro.
But anyway.
Anyway.
This is Black Youngster's favorite podcast. Not that
it
serious.
It has to be. He's coming on here one day.
You already know what it is. It's your boy, Big Mike.
LZ.
And we're back again. I'm, you know, first off, you know, it's been a, it's, we're a little late this week.
Doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter. But
we had inclement weather.
We had inclement weather. You know.
Had a busy schedule.
You
know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
You can't rush greatness.
You can't, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got to stroke it slow sometimes.
Yeah. Surprise yourself.
You can't be out here, you know, trying to get fast nuts all the time.
Nah. It don't work like that.
We have that foreplay. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to play with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do. We play with it.
We gonna play with it.
You know? We peel the hood back.
I don't be.
You don't peel the hood back?
I thought you were talking about fucking the hood.
I ain't talking about a car. I'm talking about the clitoris.
AKA the click.
The click.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, we had a little inclement weather, but, you know, we're back. We're getting
that shit was bullshit, though, by the way.
Shit was wild.
Like, I was at work every day this week, even during the fucking snowstorm, because we got a whole bunch of new shit put in my job. And, of course, you know, we had to be there to put in the new stuff and help install it and shit like that. So, literally, during the snowstorm, I was at work before it started, and I didn't leave until after it was over.
Yeesh.
It was bad, but,
I know I had to shovel my car out.
Yeah.
Which was not fun.
There's nothing fun about that.
It's nothing fun about that shit,
snow.
Bro.
It was heavy. It was like...
Yeah.
It was the heaviest snow ever. Like, that shit
it had
wild.
The density of a dying star. Like, why is this snow so dense?
It was very dense. What the fuck is going on? It was crazy because the weather, like, the temperature wasn't
the snow so thick it got hips, my nigga.
Oh, my goodness. That shit was thicker than peanut butter on the roof of your mouth.
It's thicker than Oprah in 97.
Oh, thicker than Oprah. It was like, that shit, because it was like rain and snow mixed together, so it was just real.
That's the only way it was snowing and thundering at the same time.
Nigga, lightning.
Wild disrespectful.
Did you see the lightning?
I thought it was over for us.
Son, I was expecting a tornado to hit next.
I thought Y2K came 18 years late. I'm like, well, facts, it's about time.
It's definitely looking like the apocalypse out there. And on top of that, 40-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, the winds was crazy, bro.
The winds was whipping. Like whipping the piss.
Whipping it like a stir fry.
That shit was crazy. But, niggas survived another end of the world. Now, niggas is out here.
This is what we do, baby. We live on the edge.
This is what we do. But,
laugh in the face of death.
Oh, yeah. Every single time. But before we get started, also, you already know what it is. Shout out to the sponsor, Shelby, at Garden Clothing.
Garden App Clothing.
Oh, I was just saying, Garden State Apparel. Garden Clothing. I was just shouting it out.
All right.
Jesus. App Clothing on Instagram. Damn. Shelby came through last episode, and he blessed us. We're definitely gonna have him on again, so he can talk more about how he fucks ugly women and looks them in the face so he doesn't bust a nut. But that was neither here nor there.
If you want to hear more about that, refer to the last episode.
That shit was wild
because we talked about it.
Also, we don't have
we don't have Jack Daniels today.
We got something called Hibiki.
Hibiki.
He's called Hibiki Japanese Whiskey.
You know what I'm saying? A friend of mine.
Hibiki get the sticky.
Also a friend of the podcast.
Yes.
They knew that we like to drink whiskey on there, mm-hmm. preferably Jack. So they was like,
why not keep it dark?
They was like, Mike, try something different. I've heard about this Japanese whiskey. Mm-hmm. It's called Hibiki.
Hibiki
Suntory Whiskey.
Hibiki got
Japanese
sticky.
Harmony. It is a meticulous blend of the finest whiskeys. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Japanese. It comes in a nice, fancy bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have to say it is smooth.
It's very smooth. And it has, like, a sweet aftertaste, too. So it don't make you go, It don't do that. It's not like Sprite or Coke from the movie theater. It don't be killing you. I'm not in the movie theater. I'm sorry. McDonald's. Yeah. It don't be killing you.
So shout out to you. Thank you for giving this to us.
Yeah, it's really good.
We appreciate you.
We're going to get this liquor sponsorship. Yeah. I don't know who it's going to come from.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but it's bumming.
It's bumming.
It's bumming.
But and can
it's,
I
it's bumming hard.
Can I go back to
being nervous?
Being nervous and then like public speaking.
Yeah.
So when I was in college,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Man, I don't know.
Oh, speaking of old, you just had a birthday.
Yeah, man.
Mike just turned 25. Quarter of a century.
Oh boy.
Niggas is almost 30.
Yo, relax.
And then after you turn 30, your balls stop working.
Oh, no.
That's what life seems like to
me. Nah, I intend to be one of them dudes that's going on until 60.
Just busting them out?
My hips don't work.
You're going to be the...
But this dangling,
dude. You're going to be the nigga in church. They're like, he's 65 with a 4-year-old.
I'm like 72 with a 3-month-year-old.
Why is he still busting nuts?
Knocking out these 26-year-olds up. You better stay away from me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not married by 40, mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to be an old trick.
Facts.
Like an old, like just getting 26-year-olds that I know mm-hmm. don't really love me.
Mm-hmm. And don't really love themselves either. But it's all good in the hood, baby.
I just let them jerk around on top and let me just skeet my old... generation millennial nut into them.
Old semi-rich.
Yeah, old.
Like, oh, man, he got enough.
This AARP Social Security nut.
Not rich, but the money don't stop coming in.
Exactly. This fixed income dick, baby.
You hear me? Oh, man, but back to public
So I was saying, like, yeah, when I was in college, you know, I don't know if y'all had to do this at Keene, but we had a public speaking requirement.
Yeah, I had one.
So I took a public speaking class.
Communication.
Public speech, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was a bullshit class, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Speeches and whatnot.
Mm. And then one day, each speech was like a test grade
mm-hmm.
that counted towards your overall grade. So I'm like, I had a speech. I came into class one day because I skipped like 2 weeks in a row. So I came in one.
Sounds about right.
It sounds about right. You know what I'm saying? Freshman year type things.
Okay. Fair.
So I came in. It was like, oh, hey, Mike. So one of my classes was like, Mike, you ready for your speech today? I'm like, what speech? You know, your research speech. I'm like,
my what?
Your research speech that you had to, you had to research this topic and you had to speak on it for about 15 minutes. And I was like, I had to do what?
Oh, God.
Like, yeah.
So what did you do?
This is so fucked up. This is really... It's so bad.
Dog, if you don't really...
This might be the...
College is by any means necessary.
College is definitely by any means necessary.
It does not matter how you get it, as long as you got it.
I done fake cried in front of professors.
You have to.
To get grades.
You have to.
This might be the third or fourth most garbage thing I've done.
Wow.
As a college student.
Okay.
There's other categories of trash.
Academically, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
So what I did, this is right around what happened with Trayvon Martin.
Oh my God.
So I was like, I literally just went up there and I just talked about police brutality for like 20 minutes. And I had
because it was so fresh. You had all the stats.
I had all the stats. I had the story down packed. No, it wasn't Jay Ramon. I think it was Mike Brown.
Okay.
It was one of those two.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So I had the stories down packed. I was just spitting the facts. The court cases. And I'm like, yeah, I actually went over the time limit because I was flowing so much. I got into a zone. It was supposed to be 15 hours. I think I went on for like 17, 18 minutes.
By the time you were done, you had a blue vest on. Boom. Looking like D-Ray.
And then it just grew out of my skin. And then, so I finished. Everybody's clapping. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, like, Michael, yeah.
I motivated some people with a completely bullshit
And then
speech.
You sat down like Denzel Washington. Like,
oh. And then the professor was like, thank you, Michael. Can you speak with me at the class? I was like, sure.
What did
so
they
as soon as I was at the class, he was like, listen, that was the best impromptu speech I've ever had in my life. I was like, thank you, professor. Because he knew.
He knew. Because you went up there with nothing.
I went up there with Nathan. But
just yourself and your pride.
Remnant memories of CNN that week. I had nothing.
No PowerPoint.
Nothing.
Blank.
Pulled out police brutality statistics out the sky. And they were eating it. You know, my class is white, so they were eating
up. Because it was fresh.
They was like, police, we got to do something.
Man, they thought police brutality was a new thing. They're like, what the fuck? This is happening?
But he didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you about. That's terrible.
It's really bad.
But he didn't do anything. Oh, man.
But
shout out to you.
After that, I was like, man, I can say anything. Because if I can finesse that.
I'm untouchable, baby.
I'm untouchable with this speaking in public thing, man.
Yeah, speaking in public isn't as bad as people think it is. You got to, one thing, you know what I take away? We're going to do a little lesson here. The one thing I take away from public speaking is, imagine if you were in the audience and how much you would give a fuck about what that person is saying.
Exactly, like they really don't care.
95% of the time, you don't care.
Their niggas ain't listening to you anyway.
Niggas ain't listening. So when you give your speech, do your best, but at the same time, keep in the back of your mind, a lot of people aren't even listening. The people who want to hear you are the ones that are going to hear you. You feel me? That's all that matters. Word. The ones who don't care ain't gonna hear you anyway. It don't matter. That's my key to life. I can talk in front of a million people tomorrow if I had to. That's easy.
Oh, yeah.
That's easy. But shout out to college. I had one of those classes too. I had one. This nigga came to class completely drunk.
Yeah.
Completely forgot about the speech. Gave his whole speech. Threw about the window after it was over.
Lit.
That shit was crazy.
What grade did he get?
He got an A because he gave a speech. I believe he was I think he was like a mechanic or something. He worked on cars, and this nigga gave his speech. He was drunk as hell, and everybody knew he was drunk, but it was so good. It was like, how? It was
so moving.
How is he doing this?
Yeah, conviction.
It was very good. Couldn't be me, though.
Well, yeah.
That nigga was crazy.
That was good. I wanted to talk about, yeah, so yeah, like you said, yeah, I just turned 25, man.
Yeah, man, quarter of a century.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My birthday was on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we went out. We went out to eat some red lobster, on some nigga shit. On some Negrodian things.
Got all the biscuits that we could. No, actually, no. They shorted us on the biscuits. They because definitely did. Niggas only bought out one batch of. There was what? 12 of us?
Yeah, it was like, I think 10, it was 12 of us.
And they, you know, the table's cut in two. So each half of the table got a basket of biscuits. And that was it.
But I had to pull a homie to the side. I was like, listen, man.
Listen here, my nigga.
This is what you're going to do. You're going to give me a lot of biscuits. And you're going to put them in this bag. And if at some point...
Gave that nigga a to-go bag.
And as soon as you think to yourself, wow, this is too many biscuits.
Add 7.
Add 3 more biscuits to that. And then you will bring this bag to me.
And I will take it home.
And I will take it. And we'll have it for the next 3 breakfasts.
Are they going yet?
What? They've been gone for almost a week now.
Well... Dog, I had 2 biscuits that night. That was it.
But yeah, like I
did us dirty.
Like I was saying, shout out to everybody who showed me love. Wish me a happy birthday, man. Yeah. I'm not gonna get into it real bit, but 24 was wild trash for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It wasn't a good year. So this and like one of the best things that helped me move forward is starting this podcast. So here's the 25. Mm-hmm. It's motivating me to do way better, have a way better year, and yeah, I'm excited.
Facts.
And I'm blessed to see it, I'm happy to see what it brings.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. I'll be 25
next. Yeah, you're next, my nigga.
Next. 24 was cool for me. I did a lot of shit last year, but 25, we'll see. Hopefully more money. I had like 24.
Definitely more. 24, money.
I made a good amount of money, but it wasn't like enough. So it was a lot more of exposure because if you know I'm a DJ, so I went to like South By, I went to A3C, I did a whole bunch of shit, but you know, hopefully this year brings more money, less just exposure and shit. Yeah, know what I mean?
Financials behind it.
Yeah, exactly. Some incentive.
You know what I'm saying?
But we'll get there. But let's hop on into things. Let's just dive on into it. Let's dive on into it. You know, the first thing we gotta talk about, our birds really haven't let up on niggas.
You already know.
He's still.
You already know. We won the Super Bowl. Not even a little more over a month ago.
It was just a month ago. You know, 4 days ago,
and they still said, you know what? How are we gonna keep the pressure on these niggas?
I know.
How are we gonna keep our foot on their throats?
Howie Roseman, he was like, I think I got it.
What did he do, Julie?
We're going to get a fucking Pro Bowl defensive end to shit on y'all niggas.
Another one?
Another one.
But niggas, we already have one of those.
Niggas done traded Marcus Johnson, a receiver who has a lot of potential.
Who is that?
You don't know.
I don't know.
You wouldn't know unless you're a diehard. Niggas, we traded a receiver who runs a 4.38. He has a lot of potential. He went to Texas, hook 'em horns. And we traded him to the Seahawks along with a 5th-round pick for Michael Bennett. If you know the name Michael Bennett, you know this nigga is nice.
And you know his brother.
He had the third highest
amount. The dude who almost snuffed Brandon Marshall.
Facts. Yeah, he did almost do that. Damn.
Yes.
He had the third highest amount of QB hits within the last 5 seasons. So, and the only people higher than him are like J.J. Watt. And
real studs.
Yeah, I don't even remember who else, but somebody who's nice, and then him. So, I mean, our defensive line is about to be something real crazy. You know what I'm saying? We're replacing Vinny Curry with somebody who's better.
And it's crazy, we're replacing Vinny Curry, but we might still keep him.
Like, oh my god.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Suck my dick.
And you know, Sixers still doing their thing. We're still sitting
in 6th place. We took a stupid loss to the Heat tonight.
You know what I mean? Every time the Sixers play, it's like, one random just decides I'm going to have the best game of my life.
Yeah.
You know, and every time we play the Heat, it happens to be the ghost of Dwayne Wade.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? He comes to hide out of his little hole after a fresh Gabrielle Union butt licking.
Oh, God.
And says, I'm going to turn up against the Sixers.
It's a nice little rim. Nice little rim rock.
Yeah, you know.
Nice little dude blowing in his butt. And then sends him on his merry way. And he puts a
30 on him.
Fucking. But it is what it is. It doesn't hurt us too bad. You know what I mean? We're still going to the playoffs.
But, you know.
We should go to the playoffs.
What else is going on in the sports world?
I don't know. What else happened? Man City is still doing all right.
Shout out to Liverpool, second place behind Man City.
Yeah, but, I wanted you to say it. Listen, that's what we like.
It's rigged.
What else?
If y'all don't watch, listen. Mm-hmm. If y'all enjoy football, man, soccer is
pretty lit.
It's not to be trifled with, man.
It's just a lot going on, but once you start to get the hang of it,
Once you really see it, it is very exciting.
Yeah. It's pretty
cool. Now it's become part of my schedule now. Mm-hmm. Every Saturday and Sunday,
it'd be on too.
Yeah, I'm watching soccer.
Yeah,
my Saturday and Sunday mornings to mid afternoons. Mm-hmm. Now that it's not football,
soccer. It's dope.
All in on it. Mm-hmm. Then during the week, it's some soccer too. But Saturday and Sunday,
all soccer,
football. Then, you know what
else? As far as Philly sports, I heard the Flyers are actually really good this year. I think we mentioned this before. We about to sweep everything, nigga. We winning championships all in all sports, baby. Ain't no stopping us now. Know what I mean? The Phillies be busting people's ass in spring training. What else are we doing? You know what I have on here? As far as still keeping the NFL, what's his name just got traded today? Aqib Talib from the Broncos.
Oh, yeah, to the Rams,
just got
right?
traded to the Rams. So now the Rams are even better on defense. But they still don't scare me.
Because we're champions, baby.
Exactly. Nothing really rattles me.
They also signed Sam Shields from the Packers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Now that changes a little bit.
Yeah. But he's injury prone, so
yeah. We'll see.
Whatever.
We'll see. It's what it is. Niggas trying to keep up.
I got something for the NFL. Yeah. So, did you hear about this thing with Darius Geis?
Yes.
So, for you guys that don't know, Darius Geis... Mm-hmm. is a former college running back trying to be in the NFL. He's a running back from LSU. Mm-hmm. He's trying to be in the NFL, obviously. He does this week is the combines and different things of that nature. And I guess during his time at the combine, somebody asked him if he likes men, essentially asking him if he was gay.
Yeah.
And... another scout asked him if his mother was a prostitute.
What?
And before you answer, yes, he is.
Yes,
he is.
And
yes, they are.
Yes, they were. Yes, he is. And yes, they were.
So.
That shit don't make no sense. Why does anything about his sexuality or his mother being a prostitute whenever
she was? To be fair, you got to see both sides.
There's no both sides.
You got to see both sides.
What?
Darius Geis does have slashed eyebrows.
He does have slashed eyebrows, which does raise question, but...
slashed eyebrows raises eyebrows. I'm gonna...
But what's that have to do with him playing football?
No, it has absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
What does his mother's past have to do with anything he's trying to do?
And then asking if his mother was a prostitute. The fuck? Are you trying to get a deal?
Yeah. Are you trying to make him mad? Are you trying to just...
Are you trying to be like, yo, is your mother sucking for 20s now?
Jesus Christ.
Are you trying to get a rim rock?
Yeah, that's the new thing. Rim rock.
Are you trying to get a San Diego thank you?
I don't know.
This
shit doesn't make any sense. When I first saw that, when I saw that on Twitter, I was like, what?
It's
2018, yo. When what's his name was coming out? Sam, what was his name?
Sam.
Michael Sam. When Michael Sam was gay and he was openly gay, people made a big deal out of it.
But then he turned out to be butt, so that doesn't
matter. But he wasn't even butt. He was actually good for Dallas in the preseason. They just didn't like
good
him.
Good for who?
Dallas.
Who?
Dallas.
Who?
He was making tackles. Did you watch it?
Who?
Dog, it doesn't matter.
No.
Michael Sam wasn't
they
bad.
They stink.
Michael Sam wasn't bad. They just didn't want him.
Does he play now?
I'm telling you, nobody's picking him up because he was gay. He got blackballed.
I think it's just butt, man.
I think he got whiteballed, actually. His boyfriend's white.
Hey!
But anyway.
Whiteboard. Okay.
Hold on. Michael Sam wasn't bad. I think he just got blackballed because he was gay and teams didn't want any type of distraction, which is not a good reason because that's the same reason that nobody's picking up Colin Kaepernick. It's pretty corny if you ask me. But if they're a good football player, pick them up, man.
This is the difference. Russell, like, I mean, Michael Sam is not as good.
No, he's not.
Kaepernick.
He's not.
You know what I'm
but
saying?
But I'm saying, what I'm saying is, players get blackballed too easily for stuff that doesn't have to do with them on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because when I saw Michael Sam, I was like, he's not. He should be on a team. There's no way he shouldn't. He shouldn't, like, after his, you know, his little stint with Dallas, he did all right, and he went somewhere else. But I don't think he shouldn't have been on a team. He easily could have been on special teams or something. Because if you watch his highlight tape from when he was at Missouri, the nigga was an animal. Mm-hmm. And he was there with, I believe, Shane Ray, who was in the NFL now, too. And they were both kind of similar the way they played. So I think Michael Sam easily could have played anywhere, somewhere. But it is what it is. It's too late for him now because, you know, once you stay that long out of the league, it's pretty much done for you. But
you know what's crazy? And it also just speaks to, like, the amount of scrutiny that these players go through,
mm-hmm.
like, trying to get into the league is really crazy. Like,
yeah, it is.
They go through a lot to just play football.
Yeah,
like,
just to get to the league.
Like, this other dude, Josh Rosen, like, just because he says he's not that type of, like, rah-rah, like,
yeah,
loud type of motivational guy, like, mm-hmm. just that type of barking dude in the playoff. People are questioning if he's loyal to football.
Like, what?
Like, why would you question? He's been doing this his whole life.
Just because he's not out here screaming and hollering.
Yeah,
hooting,
he
just plays football. Like, come on, son. Like,
he realizes that I'm not going to give my life for a
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
Like, yo, bro.
Same reason. People, you're not going to put your phone on silent.
Oh, my bad.
This nigga out here.
Hey, listen. Because I'm looking up stats relevant to the show. Relax.
But the same reason people are looking at Lamar Jackson funny now, too. Like, nigga throws one bad slant, and they're like, oh, wow, this is what we worried about. Like, come on, son. Like,
yeah, I seen him throw a slant in the dirt in 97.
Lamar Jackson, like, shut if up, you don't nigga. Know, Lamar Jackson won the Heisman Trophy last year, right?
As a quarterback,
quarter black, if you want to put it that way. He's a black quarterback at the University of Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And the nigga is nice, but they're basically questioning him just because he's black. You know, they kind of, when they see a decent black quarterback, they try to discredit them in any way possible. And mm-hmm. we see it happening with Lamar Jackson because he has had better combines than certain quarterbacks who they thought would be better than him. And they find a way to discredit this man. And it's really because they are white. And what's his name brought it up? Chris Sims, right?
Yes.
Chris Sims brought it up. He was like, yo, why is... He didn't say what exactly the reason was, but you can kind of insinuate what he was saying. Like, obviously, it's because he's black.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yo, how come fucking so-and-so can throw go 2 for 5 with slants, and one of them was a lucky catch, and one was just okay, but nobody says anything about it. It's like, right.
And then they like crazy. To compare them. Like, well, what about, I forgot that one player. It's like that players that get switched. These like it's not uncommon for quarterbacks to get switched from other positions.
Oh yeah, that
like, but
why are we trying to change Lamar Jackson?
But
to
he's
wide
never
receiver?
Played receiver.
He's never.
It's he's never doing. And then like, there's another point. Isn't mm-hmm. it mad insulting to other receivers?
Yeah.
That have played receiver
their whole lives.
That you can just assume that this nigga that's never played receiver ever.
That just because he's fast,
because
he's black,
he's fast,
that he's a wide receiver.
He's fast with melanin. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, shit,
with a bottom grill, he can make some plays on the field.
Shit, spooky. Yeah,
he can
right.
just be a pro receiver.
They don't like seeing black quarterbacks.
They don't like seeing
it. They hate it. They, 2018,
no,
they still can't.
It's not even just black quarterbacks. It's just they don't like quarterbacks that don't play conventional
mm-hmm.
quarterback, which is I'm a statue in the pocket.
They don't like quarterbacks who aren't white.
That, and they don't even like white quarterbacks that don't play the way that they think quarterbacks should be played. Like,
I don't know what they think of it, because when they talk about white quarterbacks who are like kind of like a Wentz, like how Manziel was, they're like, oh, he's sneaky athletic.
Right.
They will never say like he's just athletic. Like, I don't know. They act funny, bro.
When
it's
black players,
I don't get it.
When it's black players, it's an athletic play. When it's white players, it's a smart
it's
play.
It's smart. Like, what? Like, when Mike Vick made half of his plays, they were like, oh, my gosh, he's so athletic.
It was so funny. That makes me think of this Bill Burr joke when he was like, he's like, you acting like athletics and smarts is different. Like, you acting like if a black dude did, like, a 360 windmill dunk over five people, a white person's looking at that like, wow, why didn't I think to do that? Like,
like,
nigga,
what the hell?
Nigga, you can't do it.
You can't do it, bro. The sports world is just weird to me. I don't understand.
Sports world. Football continues to be dumb.
Football will always be racist, I think.
But you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I say that to say this. Eagles Super Bowl champions,
facts.
My nigga.
Facts.
I want to get a little Russell Westbrook slandering. Can I do that, please?
Do what you will. Because I haven't been watching him.
No, they won today. Russell Westbrook, his bad fits and the Thunder. They won today. They beat the Phoenix Suns.
Well, that doesn't really mean anything.
That doesn't mean anything.
The Suns aren't that good.
But
the Suns have good young talent, but they're not a good
so
team.
What I'm doing this because we need to have a serious, serious talk about Russell Westbrook.
What about?
What's his deal?
As far as what?
Like, what is, as a player, as a, what is he? Like, what, is he what we think he is, or is it just a facade?
As far as
I being, think it's just a facade.
As far as being a point guard?
Being just a great player. Like, a great team leader player.
I think he is.
You think so?
I think he is. I think he's a great player.
So
he just has, you know what it is? He's one of those dudes who has great qualities, but sometimes his flaws can outweigh.
What are his great qualities?
What are his great qualities?
Besides playing hard.
Well, I mean, what else goes above that? His
would you call him a smart player?
His ferociousness? The fact that he can get players in the game off one play?
Would you
say he's a smart player?
Would you say he's a smart player?
Yes, I think Russell
Where
is,
would you rate his basketball IQ?
I would rate it out of 10.
Yeah.
I'll probably rate it like a 6 or a 7.
That's pretty high.
It is high. But I think Russ tries to, you know what Russ is? He's kind of like, would you say Russ is the Brett Favre of the NBA? Because he makes risky plays a lot. And sometimes when he makes those risky plays, it's like, you fucking idiot. like, it's kind of, maybe not a Brett Favre, but who's somebody who didn't win as much as Brett Favre? No, Brett Favre actually used to lose a lot.
Brett Favre lost a lot.
So maybe he's kind of like a Brett Favre. Like, but he makes a lot of plays that make
you know who he's like?
Who?
He's the Eli Manning.
Eli?
Of basketball.
Okay, because when he looks great, he looks great, but when he looks terrible,
when
he
looks
terrible.
Shitty, he looks like
shit. Yeah, maybe he's like that. Because I never really hated Russ. That's you.
He'll lose you some games,
and
he'll win you some games.
And he'll win you some games. Yeah.
But a lot of times, he can lose you some games. Yeah. Let me throw a stat out at you real quick. We don't like to do numbers a lot out here on the Not That Serious podcast, but I got to throw this like
Not That Systematic.
When Russell Westbrook shoots 17 shots or less. Oko, how much you want to, like, what do you think OKC's record is? What's their win percentage?
It's definitely in the positives.
What's their win percentage when he shoots 17 or less shots? Give me a number. Just give me
49.
87.5%.
Oh, my God.
They win 88%
when he takes less than 17 shots.
When he takes 17 or less.
So if you're Scott Brooks, do you tell – that's still the coach, right?
Now, hold on. Let's flip it.
Do you tell that
when
nigga
he takes 18 or more shots, what do you think their percentage is?
You said the winning percentage is what?
The winning percentage when he takes 17 or less is 88%.
So it has to be 12, right?
No.
I don't know. I'm terrible at math. All right, 25.
No, it was a little better. Okay. They win 46.7% of the
time.
Okay,
so it's almost the same. Damn. That's a huge difference, though. That's literally doubled. Then when one shot more makes a huge difference.
And then a lot of these Russell Sands fans like to go, well, he doesn't shoot you out of the game. Yes, he does.
He can shoot you out of the game.
That's
We've
what
seen
he
it.
Does. He's done it plenty of times.
We've seen him shoot people out of the game.
He's done it. He's... How many more times did he have to do it?
Because he's one of those dudes, he's like, I'm going to just keep shooting, nigga, fuck it. Like,
and he's on a team with Carmelo Anthony, who's not the same Carmelo Anthony he used to be, but he's still a very serviceable scorer, especially as a spot-up shooter.
Yeah.
And Paul George, who's a perennial all-star, and they're not about to make the fucking playoffs.
What position are they in?
They're like... What place? They're like 7 or 8.
So they're on the bubble.
It's bad.
In NFL terms, they're on the bubble. So, I mean... It's the West is a tougher.
They're seventh.
The West is a little bit tougher, but that team that they have should be way.
It's inexcusable.
Yeah,
he's an MVP. I don't think he should have won, but he's an MVP.
Nigga, how don't you think he should have won? He was averaging a triple double.
Yeah, but those triple doubles was like
what? They were what, Mike? He was getting like 35, 12, and 15.
Those are not efficient. Like, it's triple.
How is that not efficient?
No.
What, you mean his field goal percentage?
His field goal percentage was trash.
Who was on that team, Mike? He didn't have PG.
He had Victor Oladipo.
Victor Oladipo is about to win the most improved player. What does that tell you? He fucking sucked last year.
He was nice before he went there.
No.
And he's nice after he went there. What's the problem?
Dog.
If I'm nice before I go somewhere, and as soon as I leave, I'm nice again, what's up?
Listen, bro.
What?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think Russ had the team last year. He just didn't. And the team wasn't good.
But he had pieces that he could have better utilized.
Like?
Victor Oladipo.
One.
Steven Adams.
Steven Adams had a good season last year, though.
You could always he's
Steven Adams is consistent. He's gonna give you what he's gonna give you. He's never been
Steven
bad.
Adams is easily a top 10 center.
I think so. Probably top 7.
Yeah.
So
could be. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember everybody who was on that team last year. I think that's about it.
Roberson.
That nigga,
you gonna pass it to him?
That nigga
airballs layups. Get him the fuck up out of here.
That nigga is useless.
Get him out of here. I can't even remember who else was on that team.
That nigga is.
He's butt. He plays defense, and he can sometimes, I don't know how, he's a streaky shooter every once
in
a blue moon. He can't shoot.
I've never seen him make a three.
But sometimes he just starts stroking. I've seen it.
I've never seen him do it.
But it's every once in a while. It's once in a blue moon.
Must be 2K.
oh, man. But I don't know. I think Russ, I like Russ.
Nope.
I like Russ.
I'm not buying you, buddy. If he don't make the playoffs this year, we got to have a talk.
You got to trade him?
I don't know what you got to do with him. Because they gave him the bag already. They gave him the long contract.
It don't matter.
They're stuck with him forever.
You can still get traded. It don't matter.
I know, but I wouldn't take him.
Hey, man.
I wouldn't take him.
I like Russ. He's a risk.
You can keep
him. He's a risk taker.
You can keep him. That's not winning. That's not how you win.
Yeah.
Not in basketball. Can do that. You can do that in football, where the sample size is small. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that in basketball because you get enough opportunities to fuck up, it's gonna work against you, which it does.
That's very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In football, you gotta have astronomically less chances to fuck up than you do in basketball.
Because you know you're not you know your chances are limited.
Because Russ
can go up on the offensive end and be like, yo, I can afford to fuck up because I can potentially get it back myself.
Yeah, because I'll get us back because I'm Russell Westbrook. Yeah, now I do what I want.
You can't, when you're playing quarterback, you can't throw an interception and then go catch one.
Yeah.
It don't work like that in football.
You have to depend on other people to get your shit back.
Yeah,
but when you're in your own head, I could just steal the ball and get three threes in a row because I'm Russ. Back.
Yeah, that is true.
And that's what he thinks every game.
It's good and bad. That's what I'm saying. It's good and bad.
It's bad and bad to me.
I don't think it's bad.
I don't see it. But you know.
Because he has a certain level of confidence in him. And
yes, the nigga plays hard. Yes.
He does.
Good job. Yes.
Oh, man.
For him.
I like Russ. But let's move from the Russ slander. Because he actually had they won today, right?
They won today.
So we can't slander him too bad.
It's the Suns,
it's the Suns, but I'm pretty sure if he lost.
Them niggas, come on.
Hey, whatever. You know what? Let's break it up a little bit.
The niggas got Marquise Chris.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly. But go ahead.
I don't even know who the fuck.
I don't know.
Who?
I know.
Who?
Exactly. It sounds like a name which is made up, but it's a legitimate player.
Let's break it up a little bit. I was going to go into something else, but I feel like this is always a good transition. Let's go into Would You Rather.
Oh.
Do you have your questions?
Yes.
Because it's your turn this time.
Yes, it is my turn.
So get them ready.
For the Would You Rather questions this week. And I got some jones.
You got the juice?
Which one do I want to start with? Okay, let's start with this one. Mm-hmm. Mr. Elsie, would you rather pee yourself in public once a week or shit yourself in private daily?
Piss myself in public once a week or shit myself in private?
Every day.
Every day? I think I would rather piss myself in public once a week.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't think I'd want to shit myself every day.
Every day.
Every day you're just on yourself.
Private.
That's not fun. That's not fun.
It's private.
That's not fun. Neither is pissing on yourself.
Then you have to walk around with it in public every day? Nah. I can't. Every day? That's once a week. So that's like.
Yeah. Once a week. And, I mean, do you know the days? Does it happen randomly? Could it happen on a Saturday and then happen on a Sunday?
Like,
since those are two
in
different.
Church. Just piss yourself in church.
Because Sunday starts the new week. Mm. Could it be 2 days in a row?
I think it just randomly happens to you at some point in the week. Don't know.
I think I'm going to go with piss myself, though.
You think so?
I don't think I'd want to shit myself every day.
But let's
that is trash.
It is.
It's not a picnic.
It's not a picnic. But let's examine it from this angle. You're at home. You're in private.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Playing a little Xbox.
You play a little Xbox. Little boop boop comes out. You know what I'm saying? Natural. Things happen.
Natural.
It happens to you every day.
But it happens to you every day. You're gonna have to wear a diaper in your own time.
No, just your washing machine is going to get a lot of work.
Hell no. See, that's different. I don't even want to live like that. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. No, that's stressful.
The only thing that would get with me is the everyday.
At some point, it becomes an inconvenience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it. In private, sometimes you're not by yourself all the time, certain days. So what, you're just shitting yourself in your sleep? That's horrible. Nah, I'd rather piss myself once a week.
Yo, that's new. I've heard of peeing the bed, but pooping the bed.
People do that.
What?
Yes. It's very possible. I never did it when I was little.
I remember some.
I've heard people
I remember
say
when I was in a summer camp, some girl pooped in the pool.
That's not cool.
And it's like.
Yeah, that happened. I was working at a summer camp 2 years ago. They had a floater in there.
A what?
A floater.
I think they actually called it
a code brown. I'm almost positive. Shout out Liberty Lake. I'm pretty sure it was called a cold brown.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with pissing myself once a week. That's a little more manageable.
I would go with that. Yeah, just for the fact that it's once a week and not every day.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do that. Even if it's in public, like.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Fuck it. Like, all right. I'll just have to take that out. You feel me?
All right.
And then here's another would you rather. Send in by our boy Shake.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, he says, would you rather, for the rest of your life, make all payments in dicks? Meaning, you got to carry dicks around, a.k.a.
Like, that's my form of currency?
That's your form of currency. And it means $20 equals 20 dicks, and so on and so forth. Or, would you rather receive all compensation in dicks.
I'm paying in dick. I'm not receiving.
Now, how do you do that?
What am I gonna do with
that first transaction you make? How do you explain, first of all, a wallet full of dicks or A backpack? I don't know.
What is equivalent to receiving dicks? Like, if somebody gives me 20 dicks, is that $20?
So you're saying, like, say, like, boom.
Like, does that convert to dollars?
Say, like, you go to the ATM. Yeah. Put your card in. Beep, 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 beep. 40.
You slide your dick.
40 dicks come out.
You just put them in a little bag, in a little satchel.
You have a bag, you have a satchel. Put them in your pocket. You can fan it out and fan yourself with it like real money. You can do what you want with it. It's your money. It's your dick money.
You can't go around with that.
Now, what's that first transaction? You like, say, all right, let's say you're in church and it's the collection plate. Are you putting a dick on the collection plate?
No, I'm going to pay my tithes. Wait, I can't even do that.
You got to pay your tithes and dicks? Dicks.
I don't know.
Here you go, Reverend. Hopefully we get the roof fixed.
Here's these dicks you asked for.
Here's these dicks you've been hassling about me, Rev.
But if you if you're receiving the dicks as compensation, do you still have to pay? Like, that's your money, right?
It's your money.
So either way, you're gonna have dicks.
But
can you convert the dicks to actual money? Like, where is somebody else supposed to get the dicks from? If you're like, yo, I can't accept that $20 bill. I need
It's like, we don't take MasterCard. No, we don't take penises.
I'm sorry, I can't accept that $20. And I'm a DJ. So, like, when people pay me, I have to, like, accept.
Whatever they give.
350 dicks? Like, what the hell? 350
dicks. Like, you said an extra 50 dicks for every half an hour.
For every half an hour?
Hold that, bro.
If I do a wedding, I got to ask for, like, 1,500 dicks?
What niggas owe you money, yo? Give me my dicks, bro. You keep playing with my dicks.
Give me my dicks, nigga.
You keep playing by my motherfucking dick money, man.
Yeah, no. I think I would just rather pay with the dicks. Yeah.
I'd rather get paid in dicks.
I'm good. I don't want anybody to pay me in dicks.
You know, you pay me in dicks, and then I could discreetly get it converted. Let's say there's a conversion system in place.
Would you put it in a coin? You put it in a corn star?
A dick star.
Dick star? You dump all the dicks in there?
A cock star? Whatever we got to do. You know what I'm saying? There's a place I can go. Let's just assume there's a place you can go to get the transference going.
There better be. But who's giving you these dicks?
I don't care. I don't care. It's my job. I write it off of my W-2s. Got paid in dicks. I can write it off of my taxes.
No, that is not fun.
So I'd rather get paid in them than I can discreetly go get them converted. But now you're out here everywhere you go. That's the man. Don't go to Julian. He's gonna pay you in dicks.
I can't. I don't have a dick card. Like, I can't just like no,
a dick debit.
A dick debit.
No. Cold hard. Dick cash. Everywhere you go.
No, I don't know. I don't think I want to get paid in dick. I'm sorry. I think I was still like, I don't know.
Nah, I'm definitely getting paid, and I'm going to discreetly and quietly go get them converted at your local Dick Star, Coin Star conversion system. Oh. I'm not going to be known as the penis payment man.
The dick man. The dick dude.
Yeah. The ding-a-ling debtor. Like, I'm not going to be...
Sir, we see here that you're in ding-a-ling debt?
You have a lack of dick. Imagine getting phone calls.
Yeah.
You have insufficient dick funds? Insufficient what?
Excuse me?
Yeah, you're a little low on dick.
Bro, I don't know.
So you'd rather be known as... That's the man who pays in pee-pees. Wherever you go. Gas station. Dick. Church collection, dick.
But when they pay you,
now your mom or your dad ask you for some money. Yo, you got gas money? No, but I got these dicks for you. I got something just as good.
Just as good.
Just as good for you.
I don't know. But when they pay you, you have to take these things.
I don't care. I'm going to take them, put them in my designated...
Your designated dick bag?
Dick satchel.
Your ding-a-ling satchel.
My ding-a-ling duffel. You know what I'm saying? My ding-dong duffel. And I'm going to take them to the nearest conversion area.
Okay. Oh, ding-a-ling duffel. Oh, I guess. All right. I guess I'll change my mind.
But I want you to understand.
I'm trying to, but either way,
anywhere you go, it's like you out your pocket.
Just dicks.
A roll.
How much was that?
A dick stack.
50.
And then you unfurl them. It's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. How much you said? 37. 25, 26, 27. Hold on, I'm gonna mess count. Count my dicks again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Alright, I think I'd rather get paid in dicks.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna change my mind.
There's no other way.
I'm gonna change my mind. Because that is just ridiculous.
I have one more.
No pun intended.
Oh, I have one more. I just saw. It says, would you rather have... Mm-hmm. A finger for a tongue, or tongues for fingers?
Ew. I think I'd rather have a finger for a tongue.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah.
Because imagine the stuff you touch
Ugh.
Throughout a day, and then you take... Imagine if you could taste everything that you touch.
Taste everything you touch. Oh, no. Oh.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man. In the matter of a day.
Oh, God.
You tasted everything.
Yeah, I'm going to walk around with gloves on. Fuck that.
Man.
That's still not fun. I think I'd rather...
If I could taste everything I touch... Man, listen. I would be getting to know myself a lot better.
Oh, man, I know myself way more than
I know myself way more than I do right now. I don't think I want to know what I taste like.
Nah, I'm good.
But I know.
There's niggas out there that do that.
Listen, I don't know how you physically can manage that. God bless and Godspeed. I won't.
Niggas be out here fucking doing all that shit. Niggas is weird. I think I'd rather have... A finger for a tongue. But that's weird too. Like, you just talking, you got a fucking
just a thumb. Just a
thumb chilling on your shit.
You can't kiss. Nah. Oh my God.
Hell no. Yeah, I think I'm gonna stick with the finger for a tongue.
I'll go with the finger for a tongue.
I'm not tasting everything I touch.
Would you rather? We're gonna post those on our Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Instagram, so we can get your feedback too. See what you answer, and if you got would you rather questions for us or hypotheticals that you want us to answer, you can send them to us. You can send them to our Twitter, our Instagram, or our personal pages if you follow us on those.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We'll put them on.
Okay. Yeah, do that. Send it to us.
You know what I'm saying?
Show pretty interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Do our jobs for us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Niggas getting lazy over here.
Yeah, we're getting tired.
When we hire an intern.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be doing
We need an intern.
Oh, my gosh. That would be the worst intern ever. The worst relationship. Oh, man.
Oh, no. It would be so shitty.
It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work.
At all.
But, you know, I stay on Twitter a lot, right? So I came across.
Oh man!
I came across this thread, right?
Oh,
and it was pretty
man.
Funny. It was pretty funny because the person that the thread was about is somebody that I follow on Twitter and Instagram, but I don't know this girl personally. If you know her, it's like Lipstick Thug or something like that, right? So this girl basically got exposed by this nigga that she was talking to, because she was talking to two dudes at the same time, which isn't. I mean, she wasn't in a relationship with either one.
Which is normal.
Which is normal. But she was talking like, you know, she liked the one dude, and she said that, you know, the dude that was telling the story, she told him that she liked him, and she had this other dude on the side, but she kind of told him not to worry about him or whatever, because she didn't like him like that,
Right.
So she thought. But then they finally hung out, and she said she started to like him, right? So now the nigga is like, yo, you lied to me. Like, you said you weren't really feeling this dude, but now you are, and like, what's going on? Don't play with me, you know, kind of the whole thing. So the dude was like, I assume he got money. I don't know if he's a drug dealer. Like, the one nigga just got money. Maybe he sells drugs. I don't know what he does. And the other nigga is a G League player. He is actually on the Sixers at one point. His name is Larry Drew II.
He was.
Nigga was on the
Sixers. I remember. Oh, man.
Right? So.
Dark times.
Yeah, man. But basically, he was talking to the girl, to Lipstick Thug, and he was like, how much, like, would it take for you to stop talking to this nigga? And this bitch said $15,000to cut this nigga off.
No, to, quote, make him go poof.
Make him go poof, right? And the nigga Larry Drew seen that shit, and he was like, make me go poof as in kill me? The nigga was rattled. Nobody was going to fucking kill you, nigga.
So, for y'all that don't follow Twitter, baby. Like, she really, like, he really was like, I don't know who's worse in this situation. Yeah. Her for offering the $15K.
Or him for asking. I think he was entertaining it, because by then, I think he knew that he was really done with her. He was just like, how far could I? Like,
how trifling is this?
Yeah, how trifling is this bitch? And yeah. Turns out she's pretty trifling. And she already has a baby. Her daughter's like 7.
You're not.
No.
That's way too much effort to be put into.
I almost said you're damaged goods, but shout out to you if you have a child. You're not damaged.
Nah, fuck that. You shouldn't put no more effort into women with kids. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. I'm
saying it. I don't give a fuck. Bro.
I'm not paying.
If you are 24 with a C-section scar, you should take whatever comes your way and be happy.
Take whatever comes your way. Yeah. But it's crazy because, like, who's out here going to pay to be a stepdad?
Nobody. This nigga.
Nah, he was just entertaining it at that point. I'm telling you, he knew, because that was like towards like the bottom of the thread. He knew that he was done with her.
But then there's another thing, is why are you broadcasting your L's on the internet? That's why I feel like if you're weird enough to do that, you're weird enough to probably pay if she thought she was going to really.
He screenshotted full conversations
on Snapchat.
iMessage.
Yo, first of all, if a girl's talking to you on Snapchat, telling you she loves you on Snapchat.
Yeah, she's telling them all of that through Snapchat.
Bro. Or a place where it disappears, where there's no paper trail.
How much weight
you're dealing with whores.
That man, how much weight does that hold?
You know what I'm saying?
It was pretty funny, though.
Hoes move like the CIA. They're seen and unseen. That's why they text on Snapchat.
Hiding plain
because
sight.
They know. Yeah. Right under your nose. Right under your sack.
That shit, bro. It was funny, though. And then niggas said that she better have vibranium in her pussy, bro.
Yeah, like, bro.
On her.
Like, nigga, if you basically paying $15,000 for a girlfriend.
Nigga, buy a new car.
Yes.
I'm not. No. Niggas out here paying for girlfriends.
Get your student loans paid off. Go to a semester in college. Live in a dorm.
Do something.
And then find a girlfriend.
Go get some credits. But you know what that made us think, though? What is your price?
To do what?
In general. What's your
price? It depends on what I'm doing.
Okay. I think earlier you said, what is the price that you would suck a dick?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Dion again. She suggested a question for men, because you know how we are about that stuff. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're straight. You know, that's a little sensitive. Mm-hmm. But she said,
I'm comfortable with mine, too.
She basically was asked, what's the lowest amount of money you would accept? Mm-hmm. To fellatiate a man. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
I'm going to go. I'm going to say $1 million. If somebody comes up to me right now, it's like $1 million.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's done.
$1 million.
You call me Corinne Steffens. Nigga, I'm.
You want me in there? Oh, gluck, 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 yuck, gluck, yuck, gluck, yuck.
Yeah. Yuck. Oh, what? $1 million?
Bruh. Gluck, gluck, yuck.
Never work again.
Oh, my God.
Fuck out of here.
Never work again. Yeah, I think $1 million, I don't know. Because anything with 1,000 at the end just doesn't sound like enough.
I think,
500,000.
I really feel bad about saying what mine now.
You, because originally you said what?
My lowest, I think I would do
the low
is $100,000.
But $100,000 will change our lives right now.
Significantly,
right now,
change my life today.
At this moment, that was
school
180
paid off.
180
car paid bought.
Yep.
Apartment set.
Yeah.
And I still have money left over for to fund my lifestyle for a while.
Yeah.
If I live a modest lifestyle.
Okay. All right. So I guess being realistic, because obviously.
I think the absolute lowest on some real is whatever it is to get the rest of my student loans paid off.
Yeah.
I'll do it. But you can't tell nobody about it.
Gotta get this monkey off my back.
Yeah. if I gotta get this monkey on the back to get a monkey in my throat.
Hey.
Hey.
That's the day.
Hey.
Cause,
listen, Rome wasn't built in a day, man.
Rome wasn't built today. It was not.
It was not.
It was not. I don't know. I think I might be on the same. Whatever gets all the bills paid, all the debt.
All.
Whatever. You know what? No.
All my debt. All of my debt.
All my debt. Whatever pays off my housing for a year. Whatever can get me a brand new car. Those three things.
So that's $100,000.
That's about $100,000.
I think it would be less than that.
And nobody ever said you got to like go to town on it.
Nah, bro. I'm doing that lazy shit where you like lick it and then jerk for like 15 minutes.
You do Black China?
Yeah.
That half ass. Speaking of Black China, this nigga Sway Lee watched her video and was like,
I need that.
Like, come on, son.
Yo, why? I don't, like.
I don't know.
What is wrong? What?
Niggas
what
love sharing the same women. That shit is weird.
It's just not even only that. It's just, but her.
Mediocre.
What is it about? She is.
She's never been it.
She's not attractive.
Never, even when I first found out who she was.
Her
never
body is disgusting.
Filthy.
The box is trash looking.
The dimples never got me.
The dimples is whack. She sound crazy. Yeah. She's not smart.
Her mom is just as crazy as her. She's all bad.
She's a bird. What is it?
The package is bad, man.
What is it?
I don't know. She must have a fire personality.
She must tell jokes like a mother.
She must be funny as hell.
She must be.
Like, I don't know.
She must be good as hell in 2K.
I can't. Yeah, I can't.
She must really be competition.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it.
Never ever been it for me.
Like I just seen a picture of her like in a bathing suit.
Oh yeah, I seen.
Ugh.
That. Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Somebody said her casket is going to be a guitar case. And I was
gonna be a trombone case.
Yeah.
Fucking tuba looking.
Yeah. Ass. Tuba body like built tuba. Bitch. You cello built bitch.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can't get jiggy with her.
And so
she's
like
never been in. So apparently Sway Lee's girlfriend walked in on Sway Lee getting head from Black China. I don't even know how true that is. How does that happen?
So it's everywhere, bro.
How does that even happen? And then his girlfriend posted a picture of her with the pillows in her ass. On her, like,
yeah, that's,
she was like, maybe he would like me if I had pillow, you know, if my ass looked like that.
I'm like, now you're reaching, man.
Now you look hurt.
Yeah, now you're looking like a little hurt.
And then fucking Sway Lee's brother commented on the video, this is funny, but she a dub.
And then,
like, what?
And then, but speaking of Black China, don't she got like a fresh ass 18-year-old boyfriend?
Yeah, whoever that nigga was. Don't she have a fresh black, ass? She has a fresh ass baby.
Black China is dating a nigga that was born in 2000.
That's just weird. And she was
done. Why are we not done with her yet?
I don't know, man.
Why?
She's still out here.
Why? Just get her out of here.
Didn't she have Future's name tatted on her hand? Or
yes.
The other way around?
Yes.
She has Future's name, right?
She's a bird.
She's a bird.
Of the highest order and degree. Yes.
Like, come on, son.
Like, get her going. Like,
she
bro.
Yeah, I can't get Jiggy her.
Like,
and she really has fans, too. Like, people would be defending her.
Yo, they be defending this bullshit.
They be fucking caping for her.
Yo, stans are weird, man. Let me tell you, stans are weird. If you just standing for a person, like, them accounts that don't have no picture of the person.
Like, the ones that just be defending Aaliyah all day.
That shit is weird.
A stan account. They're the worst ones. The ones who stan Aaliyah are the worst ones. The ones who constantly tweet, if Aaliyah didn't die, there would be no Beyonce. The ones who tweet that all day, and the second you're like, but she's not here anymore, and they're like, oh my fucking God, how could you say? I'm like,
the opinions of Elzy are not necessarily those of the not dead.
I'm sorry, y'all. She ain't here no more, okay? I'm very sorry. I loved Aaliyah just as much as everyone else, but you're not going to sit here and say Beyonce wouldn't exist.
Checking out.
We're taking a turn to the opinions of Elzy. At DJELZEE.
Be real. I don't like playing the what if, the woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Oh, yeah.
That's
absolutely
all it is. I don't like playing.
But, like, just all stand accounts in general, like, the Beyonce ones. Mm-hmm.
The Nicki ones.
If
you never argue with a bar before, just go. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just go out and tweet. Go out and tweet, Nicki Minaj probably quit rapping because she sucks. Just don't say it.
And watch some nigga named Mirage.
And with the date that Nicki Minaj retweeted
him five times.
In his bio.
Yeah.
Just have fun with it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's pretty
All them Mirage fans, they don't got dads. They don't have fathers, man. None of them. They don't know their dad. Not a single one. They live closer to their uncle than their father.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
man.
They call their mom by their first name.
Yeah, Karen.
Disgusting.
Your name is Shonda.
Yeah.
Not mom.
What else have we got?
Oh man. Because you're about to get us canceled.
No. Fuck the Barbs. Nobody
really gets fucked by that. You know what? Tiffany Haddish, yo.
Oh, all yeah. Sudden, shout out to her.
All of a sudden, people don't fuck with her, and I don't know what happened. It was kind of like overnight. Apparently, she talks too much.
I see.
I don't get it. I don't get it because she's been the same since day one.
She has been
the
same.
She has not changed.
She's been the same.
Bit.
Not at all.
Doesn't make sense to me.
I guess people are kind of like taken aback by how she acts. Like, she's
black.
She's
ghetto.
She's
from the hood.
Yeah,
isn't
she's
from
definitely
Compton,
ghetto.
Nigga?
She's
she
ghetto.
Lived in her car like 2 years ago.
Yeah, so like, she's enjoying this.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So you nigga, gotta let her
if
enjoy
any,
this.
If anyone listening to this became a fucking celebrity tomorrow morning, overnight, you're gonna act the same way Tiffany Haddish is acting. Like, nigga. Fucking Beyonce just spoke to me. Like, you're gonna act a certain
nigga, she
way.
She just met Oprah, my nigga.
Yeah,
like,
come on, son.
Like, Oprah came somewhere specifically to meet her.
Come on, son. You're not about to sit here and tell me that she's doing too much. Like,
yeah.
You wouldn't. She's only been famous, but for so long. This is
and
new
you know
to
what's
her.
Crazy.
And
like,
Cardi was doing the same thing at first too. It was like, Cardi got to chill. But at the same time, you know, Cardi from the hood, she real. Like, she's not no fake person. She's not no bred celebrity that was born into this
right.
shit.
Come not on, media son. Training and all that.
There ain't no media
and you
training.
Know what? I usually don't get on this type of wave because you know what I'm saying? I'm saying cishet all day, uphold the patriarchy and all uh-huh. that. But, like, I never see this talk with men, like, with black men, like,
no,
yo,
happen.
You need to chill and just, like,
yeah.
like. Cause niggas love, like, for example, niggas love Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
That nigga's the ghettoest nigga
yeah.
in the history of Negrodom.
Yeah, you can't even call him a coon. He's just black.
And he's like, oh,
that is a
like,
black man.
Everyone, like when Marshawn does some shit,
that is
like,
a Negro.
That's like, that's just that's silly, just, silly old Marshawn.
Yeah, he's just getting hypey on the sideline.
But you know, Tiffany is
yeah,
is
ghetto.
Getting,
old
so it's
son.
Like. You gotta,
it's a double standard.
You gotta, yeah, keep the same energy, my G.
Yeah, it's a double
like
standard.
Like,
but at the same time, you know who's bashing Tiffany Haddish?
Oh.
It's black women.
Oh, shit.
It's not the men.
Hey.
It's the women. The ones who have pussies just like her.
Yo, can y'all
relax? Like, but that's what gets me, like, because the only people I see really bashing Tiffany Haddish is black women. I really haven't seen many white women like, oh my gosh, Tiffany Haddish sure
well, I mean,
does
first
talk
of all,
because
many white women don't even know who she is.
That's true, too.
That's number one.
Yeah, that's number one. But also, I don't understand, black women always want, you know, they like you can't uplift somebody and then tear down somebody for doing exactly what you want somebody to do. She's being herself. She's unapologetic. Why does she have to tone that down? She will learn eventually, but she's enjoying herself.
You
know,
the people who say stuff like that, you gotta, especially the people who have that kind of mindset and that mindset of like, yo, calm down, there's white folks around.
House niggas.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of self hate in there. For not self hate, but like, yeah, self hate.
Yeah.
Like, not comfortable with their own selves and different jealous. Things. It's a lot of jealousy. And jealousy, too.
It's a lot of jealousy.
So I'm like, yo, bro, like you just said, like, yo, she was living in a car. I remember Tiffany Haddish from back in the day. Like, she.
Yeah, if you go back and yeah, watch
I've been seeing her comedy
specials at what was it, the Laugh House, I believe, the place in L.A.?
Probably, Laugh House.
Go watch her comedy specials then. You could tell she was broke.
You know what I'm saying? You can
she looked broke. You could tell.
Yeah, like, and she this is all happening relatively fast.
Really fast.
Within a year and some change. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, she was living in a car 2 years ago, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, she's just out here enjoying this. So
exactly.
I'm happy for her,
and you
man.
Got Will and Jada bought her a car or something like that. And
really?
Is she supposed to just be like... Like, she don't know how to react
to
that.
Yeah, how do you... Like,
she told people that she... And you gotta remember, she's a comedian. She tells stories for money. For monetary gain, she tells stories.
She's a theatrical person.
Exactly,
by,
and it goes by, to show you that...
By profession.
Yeah, most of these stories that she tells, obviously, aren't fake. No. She be telling some real shit. That's her life. So, you like, come on, son. You gotta take it with a grain of salt. Yeah. You know, that's just how she is. She will learn. And it's not like she's out here telling people's business that's detrimental to their careers.
Yo.
She hasn't gone out and said, oh, such and such had a miscarriage or something. She's not. She's,
why are we going to miscarriage?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, she's not out here saying no wild shit.
Right.
She's not like Wendy Williams just talking about people. She's talking about shit that happened to her. Obviously, other people. But the thing is, people are like, oh, they have private lives. Da, 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 da. I get that. But at the same time, bro, like. You gotta understand, this is new. This is new shit to her.
You gotta keep that same energy. If you supported them in the beginning, don't stop supporting if they do one thing or one minor thing that you disagree with.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? These are people trying to further their careers and her life.
Yeah.
And, you know, just support it, man.
Let her live.
We
she'll
already
learn. She'll
like,
calm
like,
down.
Like we said before, we already have a small pocket of women comedians, especially black women comedians.
It's her and Leslie Jones.
So we need to uplift them at all times and at all possible. And it's not like, and not even just because she's a black woman comedian, but because she's good.
Yeah. And, but Leslie Jones kind of went through the same thing. Like, people were telling her to shut up. Like, she was annoying. But, like, come on. Do you want there to be a black woman comedian or not? Like,
they're not going to do everything you like all the time.
Yeah, nigga. Come on, son.
They're not going to
appeal. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's going to appeal to your specific sensibilities 100% of the time.
Nah,
so you need to get over that
shit. It's just not realistic. It's just not
realistic. It just doesn't work like that.
Nah. Sorry.
So just like.
Take it out is.
Yeah, take it out
take
is.
Take it out is, man.
Enjoy. Let her enjoy this.
She'll get used to where she's at. Cardi had to get used to it too. Because for a minute it was like, yo, Cardi, don't. Cardi, you're on the red carpet. You can't be out here with your tongue out. Like, she's learning. Let her learn.
Word.
Let her get accustomed to being around money.
Her career and different things.
Let me wake up tomorrow with 6 digits in my bank account. I swear to God, I'm not going to act the same. It's just not happening. Like, it's not. I'm sorry. But it is what it is. What else do we got on the menu? Oh, yeah. Tekashi. This fucking...
Niggas iffy. Nigga got the stiffy.
This nigga said, yeah, I'm a pedophile, but this pedophile is doing better than
you. Hold
on.
Did he say, yeah, I am a pedophile?
He said, this pedophile is doing better than you.
I'm going to say it like this. Fuck 6ix9ine, fuck Tekashi. I'm done. That's all I gotta say. I don't even want to keep talking about him because it's like
he said this pedophile
whatever, man.
Is doing better than you.
Whatever, my G. Like, whatever. Like,
how do you feel comfortable saying that?
Like what I don't.
How do you feel comfortable saying that?
I don't know anything.
That shit, man. That's what I'm saying. That shit doesn't make any sense to me.
I have zero any breath for him.
Niggas is weird, man.
I'd rather
these
not.
New rappers, bro. These niggas are dangerous.
And you see what he said? You ever heard that? You know that little rapper Lil Xan?
Oh, yeah, how he said Tupac was born?
Yeah. Like,
He's like 17 though.
Have some, but it's like, have some respect.
They don't care.
Like, even if you don't,
they don't care, because that's like us saying, like, that's like us going back and saying, like,
Rakim was whack.
Not even Rakim. That's like saying niggas used to like Curtis Blow.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. At the same time, it's like, yeah, have respect, but you got to know these little niggas just be chatting.
Yeah.
I don't care what he said.
A lot of
little
get bit out of shape out of
his
just
name
shit
is Lil Zan. His opinion doesn't matter. His
what
name
makes you think his opinion is
his
valuable?
Name is Lil Zan.
Lil Zan.
His opinion on music does not matter.
Now, if you were to get his opinion on drugs, however.
Exactly.
He might bring something to the table.
Yeah, possibly. But
literally.
He can say Tupac is boring all he wants. I don't care. And that used to ruffle my feathers when these new niggas were like, yo, fuck that old school shit. I don't want to hear no hippity hoppity. I'm trying to hear somebody
bang bang booking the beat.
Yeah, I'm trying to hear somebody. That used to ruffle my feathers. At first, I'm like, yo, these niggas don't respect anything. But then I saw somebody say, I forget who it was. Was it Talib Kweli? Who was it? It was somebody that was like, yo, maybe it was Lil Duval. I forget who it was. I can't remember. I can't remember who it was. But they said, stop, get off these young niggas' backs, because it's the same way when ODB came out and niggas didn't like Curtis Blow no more.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. ODB was on some wild cowboy shit. Some shit that ain't nobody ever heard. And niggas was eating it up. And the old school niggas who like, fucking... Grandmaster Flash and shit was like, what is this? This ain't rap. Like, da, da, da. It's the same thing. History is repeating itself. So niggas basically just gotta stop being mad.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta do.
That's all you gotta do, man.
Stop being mad. Get over it. But that doesn't, negate the fact that Tekashi is a fucking weirdo. We get that.
All day long.
All day. A lot of these niggas is weird.
Next. None more so than that nigga.
Yeah, because there's something wrong with that boy. I don't know what it is. Oh. This nigga said, yeah, I'm a pedophile, but this pedophile is doing better than you.
Park.
Jesus.
Wrong.
Gosh.
What a moron.
Speaking of rappers, though. Oh, man. One time for our man Rick Ross, bruh.
Shout out to Rick Ross.
Rick Ross, the boss. Niggas was acting like he died.
Oh.
I was scared.
Yeah.
But apparently he had...
It was looking shaky for your boy, real, man.
But... Somehow Fat Trell knew that he wasn't. That was the most random
Fat
shit.
Fat Trell
I've ever,
saw the MMG though.
He is?
Yes. That's why.
I didn't know. I was like, Fat Trell?
Yeah.
That was the first time I heard his name in forever.
So it went from Rick Ross had.
On life support.
Well, he went from having pneumonia, then it was seizures, then he's in a hospital, then it was supposed to be exhaustion.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have any money, but he was just exhausted from having a threesome with two,
yeah,
with
I was
two
like,
women.
What?
Which is like lit ting, ting, tings, you know.
I wish.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
But,
yeah, I do.
So he was in the hospital, allegedly on life support, proven to be not, you know. But he's in the hospital. I guess I'm assuming in a stable condition.
Yeah.
Prayers hope for him. Hope he feels better. So this was 50 Cent's cue.
This man
to go on the grams of Insta.
The grams of Insta. This nigga's 50 Cent is goat, bro.
And post a little a Rocky IV meme of that Russian dude, which basically when he said, "If he dies, he dies." And all right, so what do you think of it,
man? Real beef. If you ever thought that shit was fake, it ain't. 50 Cent really don't like that nigga, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get it at first because I forgot he had said that. But as soon as I looked up the meme, I was like, "Wow, 50 Cent's a fucking savage." But
think that's warranted?
I mean, Rick Ross would say some wild shit about 50 Cent too. So it was
if
back
he dies, he dies. While like
he probably knew he wasn't gonna die. Like, think about it. Niggas is rappers. He probably knew he wasn't going to die.
Yeah, but...
So, but at the same time, 50 Cent really is a heartless nigga. He don't care about nobody. If he dies, he dies. I don't give a fuck. Niggas die every day, B.
Yeah, that's 50 I just Cent. Feel like it's a little harsh.
It is.
For somebody that you really didn't have no serious problems with. Like, if it was somebody like Ja Rule, where he had real street beef.
Well, he must have really had some
and
problems
real
with
street
him.
Problems. Where, like, honestly, where Ja Rule's the beef, where you know them niggas set you up to get shot and tried to kill you, then yeah, all bets are off, nigga. If he dies, he dies. If y'all had that kind of history, then I could see it. But not.
They might have some type of history that niggas don't know.
You
know,
it seems like Rick Ross, he was like chilling one day, mm-hmm. and 50 Cent pulled rappers' names out of a hat. He said, Rick Ross is who I'm going to mess with this time.
Who rappers needs out of a hat?
And Rick Ross was one of the few rappers that came in and went back.
Well, they went back and forth because 50 Cent, like, fucked his baby mom, right? And put out, like, a sex tape.
I seen it, too. The dude came in there, too. That was crazy.
Yeah. You said he came in there? He
came in there during the tape, man. Not 50, but some other dude.
Somebody else?
Yeah, man.
What the hell?
Not it all inside it, bro.
There's a video of this?
Mm-hmm. You
trying to send it to me?
If I can find it on this video, that's the last time I seen it.
No, your nigga said it. We're going to put that in the bio.
Yes, we're going to put that on Twitter. Rick Ross's baby mom getting come inside of. We're going to put that on the Twitter everywhere. Make sure you find
Yeah, we're
going to
bring that back.
We're going to bring that
make
back.
Make that popular again.
I don't know. I thought it was excessive, man. I don't get it.
But we got to
remember. Not for him. Like, if it was Ja Rule.
Yeah, who are we talking about, though? We're talking about 50 Cent. He don't care.
Yeah.
He don't care. It's 50 Cent.
Very true. Very true. Very true.
And he's just weird. He's just, he don't take no days off.
Yeah. And,
he hasn't, it's been quiet for him. So, you know, he got to shock the world a little bit.
Yeah.
But, damn, yo. Because if Rick Ross would have died, what would have happened?
Mm.
Yeah, because they was already playing. I already seen, like, the day after he was in the hospital, I seen, shout out Nick's in the mix. I seen him, and he was doing, like, a concert. It was actually a Ja Rule concert. It was, like, Ja Rule, Fat Joe. It was, like, a reunion type doing Ashanti, and he was playing all Rick Ross because he was in the hospital. Niggas was acting like he died.
Sheesh.
Like, he got bangers like that. Rick Ross really,
Rick
I think,
Ross,
he a legend.
Ross is a legend,
He's
bro.
A legend, bro. He is a legend.
Stop playing my son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But shout outs to Rick Ross, man. Hope you feel a good recovery, speedy recovery.
Thanks.
Hope everything finds you in good health, mm-hmm. good spirits, and all that quality.
Right.
And
he good. He got money. Things. He got money.
Sheesh.
Oh, man. You want to talk about anything else?
What else do we got?
Only thing, last thing I had on here, since we were talking about real beef.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of real beef, we can do this.
The niggas at McDonald's are going to use real beef patties now. Which
I didn't think it was.
Which,
I thought it was real beef.
Which fucking rattled me because I was like, "Niggas using fake this whole time."
Like, that ass. What was going on this whole time?
You mean
time?
It was never real? I don't know, man. Food is getting scary.
Bro, I don't want to know what's in the food.
Neither
bro.
Do I.
Feed it to me.
I saw a video.
Just feed me the garbage that I like.
I saw a video today of a nigga make lettuce.
What?
Yeah, catch my drift. The nigga made lettuce. He had water and this green substance. And he poured the green stuff on top of, like, this, like, clear-looking plastic shit. I don't know what it was. And then he kind of mixed them together. And then the shit turned into lettuce in front of your eyes. And then he fucking balled it together. And he made lettuce.
Wow.
I'm like, isn't lettuce supposed to grow out of the ground? When this nigga's out here making it, handmade. I don't know, man. But after hearing McDonald's don't use real patties, I mean, nothing shocks me anymore.
Hmm.
I'm gonna just be a vegan or something. That seems like the safe route.
I need to eat something that knows I had a family that misses them and loves them.
This is like a bunch of chickens missing their mom.
I need to taste the mother's anguish of our lost baby as I bite into our baby. Like, oh, I can taste the mother's tears.
You just gotta have it.
Love it.
Oh man, maybe I'll go on like a fruit diet. And only eat Chick-fil-A?
Sure.
How's that sound?
Doesn't sound like the greatest idea, but you know.
Fruit salad. But
yummy.
But I don't know. I've thought about doing just a fruit diet. Mm-hmm. I know I need to eat more greens. But I don't know. I'm going to get it together. We'll see.
2018 is the wave.
I'm gonna do better,
you know.
Yeah, and I mean, 2018 is the year we make more money, eat better, get in the gym. Know what I'm saying?
Exfoliate. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? You gotta wipe your hands clean. You know what I mean? Wipe them off. But Yeah, man. I think we're done here.
You think we're done?
I think we're good to go.
Well, and we might be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's an unorthodox day of the week.
Yeah, we usually don't drop on Fridays, but we're giving it to you on Friday. We're giving you that real.
Because we can do what the fuck we want because this is our podcast. Don't nobody hold us, nigga. We ain't signed, nigga. Independent artists, nigga.
Fuck you, look at that bitch.
Look at that bitch. How's God blessing you today?
When's the podcast dropping? Little whore.
Little whore.
But,
yeah. Nah, man, but, we do what we want.
I don't know, man. I'm so terrible at ending these things. What you got planned for the rest of the week, though, bro?
Well, actually, at my job, we had a few upgrades, so I'm going to be DJing there.
Yeah.
So, I work at a trampoline park. It's pretty dope. I'm one of the managers, believe it or not. I think I said that before, but you know what I'm saying? I do a lot of things there. So I'm going to be DJing a little something, something. Nah, I mean, niggas trying to make this bread. So hopefully nobody that works within the trampoline park hears this, but whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? As I sip my hibiki whiskey with my pinky whiskey, out.
You already know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What you got playing, bro?
Me? I ain't doing shit.
I say it's slow.
Chilling, bro.
It's slow. The weekend coming up, you know, finally. But, you know what I mean? This is how you're going to kick off your Friday, all right?
Yeah.
Kick off your Friday.
Kick off your weekend right, man.
With a word from us.
With a word from, you know, not that serious.
You know what I mean? We're going to have some guests coming up soon because it's just been us for a minute.
Yeah, we're gonna shake it up
a little bit. Know what I mean? Like I said, we got the cameras coming soon. We're gonna definitely get on top of that so you guys can get some visuals. Know what I mean? So that means me and Mike gotta get dressed because we're usually in our pajamas,
bruh. But not looking forward to that. Having to look somewhat presentable, yeah,
somewhat
bruh.
Decent
dog. I gotta put on my face.
Know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? I gotta look presentable.
Oh, man. I gotta look pretty.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. But, yeah, we'll do that for y'all. Set up a little studio look. That's easy.
Yeah, we're working on that.
We gonna cop another mic. That's in the plans. Know what I mean? Y'all the family, so we can tell y'all these things.
Yeah, we're you know what I'm saying? We're speaking the good things into existence.
Into existence. Because one day, this podcast is going to make us famous.
One day.
And it's going to make us money.
And we could only hope.
Yeah, and we, you know what I mean? We want to give back.
You
so
know what I'm saying?
When we make money, we want you to make money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but not off us, though.
No. You'll be all right.
Exclusivity, you feel me?
But, yeah.
That's it. That's not that serious. The podcast. It's your boy, Big Mike.
LZ. Was it episode 14?
14, 15, something like that.
14. I think it's 14. 14. Let me check. I don't even know. Oh no! Episode 14 was the last one. This is 15, my guy.
15 is a landmark.
Yeah,
damn, 15 already.
15 already. Shout out to us.
Sheesh! Shout out to us. Word. So you know where you find us. You can find us on Twitter at NTSPod. You can find us on Instagram at NotThatSeriousPod. You can find us on Apple Music. You can find us on Google Play Music. You can find us on SoundCloud.
Yep.
We're Spotify coming soon. Stitcher Radio coming soon.
Yep.
Make sure you listen. Make sure you rate. Make sure you rate us 5 stars. Make sure you write a review.
Yes.
Those things matter. Those help the analytics and all that stuff. So everybody can, you know, fuck with us more.
Yeah.
You got suggestions for topics. You got suggestions for would you rathers or hypotheticals. Send them to us via the proper channels. You can send it through our personal Twitters, our personal Instagrams,
mm-hmm.
or our podcast Instagram, which is at Not That Serious Pod, uh-huh. and our Twitter, our podcast Twitter, which is at NTS Pod. Thank you.
That's about it.
And that's about it, guys.
Yeah, we out of here.
All right, peace. Joe. Peace.
You can turn me up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I fuck her till this morning. I love her cause she bossy, she sexy, she horny. I love her, she be on me, she on me, she on me. With the sound shining on me. Pull up, then I dip. She said, make sure you call me. I ain't even.
hit the whip with the homie. When I hit the road, she be sad cause she lonely. She ain't never mad, I get bags and she know me. I'ma do the dash, blowing gas, smoking OG. We be on the tits, so that thing moving slowly. Came out, then I changed up the game, I'm an OG. Wonder why she screaming my name, cause she know me. She ain't getting money, he a lame, he don't know me. I'ma be a drug for the night, please don't hold me. And I got some thugs on the ride, you don't know. Behind you, yeah. Tell that I'm a